Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Many of us have a long weekend coming up, starting maybe after work today. And if the weather holds, some of us will be heading outdoors to walk, bike, run, or maybe rollerblade. The cover story in this month's Milwaukee Magazine gives us a profile of some of the best trails in the Milwaukee metro area. Writer Tom Held chose 35 of his favorites, a list that is geographically diverse and offers something for all skill levels. He tells Lake Effect Bonnie North people may be surprised at how long trails have been an important part of life here.
Well, you could go back to 1901 if you really want to be a historian on this. That's when the state legislature authorized counties to build side paths along roads for bicycles. And so, yeah, Wisconsin has been out front on this for a long time. The Elroy Sparta Trail, much beloved trail, opened in 1967 and is regarded as one of the first two rails-to-trails conversions in the entire country. There's a little dispute over that with a trail in Illinois. But as I said, that opened in 1967, and Wisconsin right now ranks third in the country in the total miles, over 2,000 miles of rail corridors that have been converted into multi-use trails for biking, for rollerblading, for roller skiing, for hiking, running, whatever.
And
kind
that's
of,
statewide?
That's statewide, right.
Okay.
I came up with 315 miles of trails, say, within an hour's drive of Milwaukee, some of those within, you know, just outside your back door or front door. I would say that that's comprehensive but not exhaustive. As I was doing the research on this, I kept finding new trails, trails that I didn't know existed, small little 3 to 5 mile segments that are run by municipalities from Burlington to Muskego. And then you have the big ones, the Interurban Trail up in Ozaukee County, the Hank Aaron State Trail, the Glacial Drumlin nearby here, and the Lake Country Trail, and a number of others out in Waukesha County.
It sounds like not all of them are rail-to-trail conversions, that they are actually purpose-built to do exactly that, to provide a space for walkers and bikers and you know, rollerbladers, that sort of thing.
Right. Either rail corridors or utility corridors. We Energies, the Interurban Trail in Ozaukee County, that started as a rail corridor but then became a utility corridor for We Energies. So having that long stretch of linear property is a real advantage. Right now, the challenge is to try to link those. You're finding that in the Oak Leaf Trail, trying to connect those off-street segments in a fashion that keeps people safe and enjoying that. And you don't have a 10-mile rail corridor left off of Hampton Avenue to build the next extension. So that kind of slows the process and makes it more difficult.
So as you were doing the research and finding all of these trails, most of them sound like they've been built in the last 40 or 50 years.
Right.
Or so.
Yes.
What are some of the challenges that people are finding to either keeping them functioning and able to be used, or building new ones and building these connectors?
Well, property acquisition is a big one. You know, it costs a lot of money. The section that the Milwaukee County wants to build, essentially from Estabrook Park to Mill Road, which would then tie together from Milwaukee's lakefront, from Veterans Park and Bradford Beach, all the way to Brown Deer Road and then the Interurban Trail up to Port Washington and Sheboygan. You have about 3 miles there that's going to cost $3.5 million. And most of that is the property acquisition of that short little section of railroad. So that's where the challenge is. And, you know, funding for bike trails right now is getting tighter and tighter. There's not a strong political will to spend that kind of money, even though it's, you know, a minuscule portion of the state transportation budget.
In terms of ownership of the trails, are these all owned by municipalities or by the state or by nonprofit organizations? Yes to all, or
yes to all?
Okay, so it's kind of a mix of like who actually has jurisdiction over this
right,
stuff?
Right, right. The Hank Aaron State Trail is the property of the Department of Natural Resources, but the construction of that was tied in with the reconstruction of Canal Street. So you have a lot of city dollars in that. You have stewardship funds because that was also part of a revitalization of the Menominee River. You have now the Three Bridges Park, which will open officially July 20th, which is part of the Hank Aaron State Trail. And you've had a lot of private dollars going into that. So I think for people who are looking to build trails or maintain trails, they'll take money wherever they can get it.
So that can, though, make things difficult when it comes time to repairing, or if there's a problem, who actually goes and fixes it?
Right. I think that's definitely the case. People do complain about the Oak Leaf Trail, and you ride on that. I ride on that. And there are some segments that definitely need improving. And the folks in the Milwaukee County Parks Department, which manages and maintains that, would say the same thing. They're doing the best they can with the dollars available. But there are sections that where the pavement is full of potholes and people get nervous about riding on it. I think one other element that really could be improved on the entire system is the mapping and the signage. If you're not familiar with a couple of sections of trail, the Oak Leaf, the Hank Aaron State Trail, and then the New Berlin Rec Trail is another good example, you would just kind of get lost. They just sort of dump you out onto a city street with some signage, but not the kind that I think most users would appreciate or want.
So let's talk about some of these trails.
Yeah.
You don't – obviously, it's not an exhaustive list, but there are quite a few good ones on here. You mentioned the Hank Aaron State Trail, which I've actually ridden on, and it's a lot of fun to do because it takes you down through that old industrial corridor, and you see a lot of things that you don't normally think of when you go out on a bike.
Right. And one of the things that I really like is that section through the Veterans Administration grounds, those historic buildings on there. I think most people would never get that experience, get to see that and appreciate that without riding or walking on that Hank Aaron State Trail.
What are some of the other ones, as you were doing the research, that you found that you thought, huh, I didn't know that one was here? And then have you ridden any of them since you did the story?
A few of them. I would have to say the one that stands out for me and has since I've written the story was the White River State Trail in Burlington. That was a gem. It was a good find for me. I had heard about it, didn't know where it was, what it was, and got to ride down there on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And it's about 12 miles long, crushed gravel. I kind of like riding on crushed gravel, and you could ride that on a road bike. It's a firm surface. Mm-hmm. And you're close to Lake Geneva, you know, beautiful countryside. And then there's a little bike shop and a cafe called the Pedal and Cup, which is at about the halfway point. And they have music on Sunday afternoons. And that to me would be a place I'd like to take my girls sometime. I think it would be a really good family outing to hang out, listen to some music, and maybe ride a half mile or so.
Well, in the article, it's not just bike trails or walking trails. You also break it out into hiking trails and mountain biking trails as
right.
well. So let's talk about some of the hiking trails. I think a lot of people might not think that there are any too close of real hiking to Milwaukee, but that doesn't seem to be true.
Oh, no. The Lion's Den Gorge up in Ozaukee County is just spectacular. The bluffs there. I've been utilizing the Ice Age Trail for probably more than a decade. And I think that's another one of those gems that people just don't appreciate. We're within an hour's drive of access points in the northern Kettle Moraine State Forest, up around Plymouth and close to Slinger, and then down in the southern Kettle Moraine Forest, close to Whitewater and LaGrange and those areas. And that is true hiking. I talk to people about that who have hiked around the country, the Appalachian State Trail, and I think it stacks up very nicely with that. Parnell Tower in the Plymouth area, what a treat. They have a 3.2-mile hiking trail there, and that will test you.
That's real hiking.
That's real hiking.
And what about mountain biking?
Wisconsin, again, is way probably underrated to an extent. Close by, the trails in the southern Kettle Moraine State Forest, where they're called the John Muir Trails, just about 9 miles east of Whitewater, are some of the best in the state. They have over 30 miles of trails, and volunteers have been out there for the last decade and really improved those. That is top of the line mountain biking. And within a reasonable drive, I can get there door to door in an hour, 10 minutes with a stop at the Elegant Farmer. And when you go there on a Saturday afternoon, we're bringing in some tourist dollars because those folks from Illinois are packing that place.
What about what's coming along? Are there trails being built? You'd said before that money is tight now for this kind of thing, but are there still things in the works?
There are some things in the works. As I mentioned, the extension of the Oak Leaf Trail, and that's going to be just about a 3.5-mile connection from Estabrook Park up to basically Brown Deer Park in that Mill Road area. And that's going to provide an off-street link. I just think that that's going to be a huge improvement for the Oak Leaf, and people are going to be able to ride from Milwaukee's lakefront all the way up to Port Washington and then on to Sheboygan almost entirely, at least 90% off street on a 10-foot wide paved path. I think that's going to be exceptional. One other one that I think is going to have a big impact, and it's sort of a street, you talked about commuters, the KK River Trail. From basically Maple Avenue on 1st Street in Kinnickinnick to Washington Boulevard is now an off-street path through an old industrial area. And then next year they are going to rebuild South Water Street through that industrial corridor. And when they do that and put in a bike lane, that is going to provide a very much improved route for people in the Bayview neighborhood and those South Side neighborhoods, even Cudahy and St. Francis, to downtown Milwaukee. Anecdotally, I live in that neighborhood. I talk to people all the time, and they're saying, wow, look at all those people on bikes, you know, in the morning. That has picked up dramatically. I don't know that anyone has done the specific counts on it, but I think you can see that, and I think that's going to really help continue that expansion, getting more people out on bikes for commuting.
Well, Tom, thanks so much.
All right.
Tom Held produces the Active Pursuit blog and writes about endurance sports for OnMilwaukee.com and other local magazines. His article on the best trails is the cover story of the July issue of Milwaukee Magazine. That's Wednesday's Lake Effect. We'll take a break for the 4th of July holiday tomorrow so we can bring you the musical political satire of the Capitol Steps. But we'll be back with you on Friday. I'm Mitch Tyke. Enjoy the Independence Day holiday. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I hope you'll be with us again Friday and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.